What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Packaday Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11, right here on the Fan with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Joining us right now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is the one and only Jacob Westendorf. Find him on Packers on SI, Packaday Podcast, on social media, at Jacob Westendorf. He's everywhere you need him at all times. Jacob, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Kind of in my feelings a little bit. My five, soon-to-be six-year-old starts kindergarten tomorrow, so the emotions are high. This is her first day of school tomorrow morning, so less than 24 hours.
Breathe it in, let it sink in, take every single moment that you can, just take the entire day off tomorrow if you need to. It's definitely one of those things. We adopted both of our kids, and when we were going through the process, had visions of the first day of school, first day of kindergarten, having that, you know, your kid with the backpack getting on the bus for the first time and everything like that. And then it actually happens. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got a sixth grader and you're like, what in the heck just happened? So yeah, take every second of that in that you can. It's an awesome moment. And you only get so many of those throughout the course of your life, those benchmark moments. So enjoy the heck out of that one, my friend. I know you are not the only person in your feelings right now for different reasons when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, yesterday, a lot of injury news, including to the quarterback of the team, the franchise guy, Jordan Love, going out with that thumb injury. What was your initial reaction when you heard Brian Gutekunst start spewing out surgery for the number one QB there?
I had to pause for a minute just after that and say, like, wait, surgery on what?
Because exactly.
Pretty big difference. Thankfully, I'd been following along and figured that, you know, with the thumb injury he had the day prior, that's probably what it was, but you still want to hear that for confirmation purposes. But I mean, it's not great. Your starting quarterback is hurt. You know, I heard your discussion about you build your whole practice around a quarterback. The Packers, they build their whole franchise and the whole team around the quarterback. So
yep,
doing all that. And you can't tell me that the method or part of the method to their madness of playing guys early in the preseason this year was to, they know who they play week one. They know who they play 4 days later. They know they play Dallas at the end of the month. Like, this stretch to start in September is a big one. And last year they lost to too many NFC playoff teams. That's why they were the seventh seed instead of a higher one, because they didn't have any of the tiebreakers. Well, those first three games could be massive, not just for getting off to a good start, but yeah, for those tiebreaker scenarios down the stretch, and two of them are home games. So, you know, you need to protect home field for that reason as well. So, it's not great. Thankfully, I think you did the math earlier. It sounds like he's only going to miss like 3 or 4 days of practice. So that's not so bad. Stinks that he's going to miss the joint practice against the Colts, just because for entertainment purposes, I love the joint practice stuff. With apologies to Aaron Rodgers, I love them. I think they're awesome. But it's still not where you want to be if they're trying to get off to a fast start and in a rhythm, which, you know, now you're just kind of in a setback and expectations, not a guarantee. You know, before yesterday, it was a guarantee he would be back, you know, barring something else happening between now and week one. So not great, but not the end of the world either. And is now where we transition to he's injury prone and not worth his contract and all that good stuff too.
we're apparently so well past that. It's very, very injury prone, and you know, probably just can you get out of that contract now and just, you know, go with Malik? No, no need to bring up that can of worms, to say the least. I still can't, like, yeah, well, yeah, we're good. number two that I wanted to follow up with is, it's not just Jordan, and I will actually say, just going back to that for a moment, I thought Malik Willis did a great job in practice yesterday, stepping up, taking the reins, just really like he did in the regular season a year ago. And while there were definitely a couple moments, I thought one-on-ones were a little bit tough yesterday. There were a lot of quarterback misses to wide receivers. I thought in the actual team activities, outside of a pretty Herculean play by Edgerrin Cooper to sky and tip a pass to himself and pick it off and return it for a touchdown, and then at the very end, what would have been a sack by Isaiah Simmons anyway, he just kind of fades off his back foot and throws it up on the very last play, and Evan Williams picks that off. I thought he had a really nice day and multiple really big completions, including to Luke Musgrave, amongst others. So thankfully, from a practice standpoint, it felt like they still got in the things that they needed to get in, and it didn't feel like, oh my God, that was just a wasted practice because Jordan wasn't even there. So kudos to Malik for stepping up. The other thing, though, is that it wasn't just Jordan. The wide receiver room, you know, basically decimated. You have Christian Watson coming back from PUP eventually, and we can talk about that as well. But you had Reed with the boot. You had Wicks out with the calf. Savion Williams out there, like, goes out with, and he's massaging his leg with the leg massager. I mean, the entire wide receiver core, and then Dobbs, of course, gets injured in the end zone yesterday, was basically brutalized. And then Musgrave goes out too. They're going to need all of the wide receivers back and Jordan back, hopefully relatively soon, so they can start working on some of the rhythm and timing that was an issue last year in 2024. And I think in large part due to the fact that these guys were not able to practice consistently out on the field.
Yeah, you want to get that runway before they play Detroit so that, you know, on, you know, a third and five early in the third quarter, when you run a timing pattern, the guy's going to be in the right spot. Love's going to know where he's going to be, and he's going to hit him. But I was joking yesterday with Bill, as the Packers signed Tyron Davis Price. I was like, is he going to play receiver too? Just because none of the guys were left. Like, I mean, we talk about, could they keep seven? What about if an eighth guy? I mean, I think I remember we did a discussion during the summer talking about even, like, some of the back end of the depth chart guys saying, like, could they, you know, maybe make a run at a roster spot or a preferred practice squad addition kind of stuff. And now it's like Mecole Hardman and Malik Heath are wide receiver one and two, and it's out of necessity because all those guys are down. Again, not the end of the world. It's not great, though. You know, Jaden Reed is their back-to-back leading receiver. He's been down for a kind of in and out of camp when he has been playing, and then seeing him in a boot, it was just like, that's obviously not – a good feeling. Matthew Golden is healthy, but he's a rookie. At some point, you would think there's going to be some growing pains, right? And something that shows up, you know, tangibly on the field is a growing pain. Dobbs, Wicks, all those other guys, I mean, they're kind of here to give him some runway to be able to make those kinds of mistakes. And even if he doesn't, you know, you want more than one guy on the field that's capable of doing that. The Packers last year, again, none of those guys really distanced or established themselves as must go to, must play players. So you want those guys on the field. Those guys want to be on the field to try and establish themselves as those guys. Because, you know, the other reality, you were talking about Watson earlier, him and Dobbs, those guys are playing for contracts. Like, their future is in question at this point. So, you know, Dobbs, I mean, with all due respect to him, if he's got another concussion, Green Bay is just going to say, yeah, I mean, thanks, but no thanks. You know, we're not even going to open discussions on a contract or anything like that, because at this point, we're talking about your overall health and safety. We can't do that. So, you want to get those guys on the field for both the present and getting ready for, you know, those future games. And again, that first four game stretch, I think you have a chance to learn a lot about this Packers team and who and what they can be and what they've done from a year ago.
And thankfully, it does not seem to be a concussion for Romeo Dobbs, but we should get a little bit of clarity of that on Thursday as we get ready for joint practices in Indianapolis. We're being joined by Jacob Westendorf, Packers on SI, Packaday podcast. Find him on social media at Jacob Westendorf. The good news that we did get from Goody yesterday was on Christian Watson, and was pretty glowing in how he is running already, basically, and I'm going to paraphrase a lot of this here, but basically saying it's almost difficult to not just want to put him back out at practice already with how great he looks. Said that he will very likely, and they anticipate him starting the season on the PUP list, which will knock him out those first four games. But then went on to say, like, it might take a lot to keep him off the field after that fourth game. Remember, the bye week is week five, so it would be week six, but game five that he could potentially come back for. Man, Jacob, if he is back on that game five after that initial four game stretch, that is about as good of a possible timeline as you ever could have possibly imagined after a late season ACL and MCL injury. We know that Christian Watson's a freak, but that is some freaky stuff to get back at that point in time if that does end up being the case.
Yeah, I remember talking with you guys after he got hurt against Chicago and just being like, man, you know, 9 months is October, 12 months if he's on the longer side of that. That stretches into, you know, next year. Could he miss the whole season, which would really stink for the Packers? And, you know, Green Bay's offense has been drastically different without Christian Watson on the field. That's just the way that it has gone through his four-year career. So if you can get him and have Matthew Golden on the field and get some of the guys that they have just kind of ready to play, I mean, having Watson out there makes force multiplier is kind of the word I use for him. He doesn't have to be touching the ball to make everyone else better around him. So the other thing I had heard when earlier in the spring was basically like, if you didn't know he was injured, then you would not know that he was injured. That has been an interesting way to look at things. And then you see every video and everything, he's running and cutting. I think he joked the other day that he's still the fastest guy on the team. So if anybody wants to race, he's going to be the one that can beat you. So getting him back, if they can get him back, I remember it was a huge story when Rashawn Gary came back after just 9 months of recovery. Watson would be right in that same time frame and at a position that requires just as much of that explosion, probably more change of direction and everything like that as well. So getting him back early can only help the offense, because you're hoping that the passing game was bad by the end of last season. There's no other way to shake it. And there's a multitude of reasons for that, but it was bad by the end of the season. And as great as the run game was, you know, there's that great Mike Pettin line from a few years ago, if you're going to get to Miami through the air faster than you can drive. So if you're going to get through the air, you got to be able to make those big plays. Watson's a big play guy for them too.
Yeah, he really is. And I think the excitement of potentially seeing, if everything comes to fruition, of, you know, Christian Watson and Matthew Golden on the field at the same time with the Jaden Reed or Dontavian Wicks or, you know, Romeo Dubs, whatever it might be, just so many different options for you to attack defenses in different ways with different flavors of wide receiver. It's so enticing. Got to get these guys healthy, including Christian Watson. But man, if you could have those guys all back by your fifth regular season game and hopefully not suffering any other injuries for anyone in the time being, it does have the potential to be a very fun and potent wide receiver core. All right, as we I want to look back for a second, Jacob, because you and I have not had the opportunity to discuss what was a pretty ugly preseason week one. I know you've had the opportunity to go through some of the film and just kind of review everything. Now that we're a few days away from it and you've had the ability to marinate on some things, how are you feeling about that game and any negative or positive takeaways that you now have a few days later?
Yeah, the biggest concern coming out of it was Matt LaFleur basically regurgitating the lines that he had from a year ago against Denver. Like, came out flat, made these mistakes, ugly, not prepared, not ready to play. Last year, of course, in Denver was that 27-2 debacle where LaFleur, I've never seen him so upset or just as upset after a game. It was incredible he was that way after a preseason game. So that part, not encouraging. The good news for them is they have a chance to kind of correct that this week, and they did do that last year. They struggled against Denver. They played much better the following week against the Ravens. They practiced better, all that good stuff. So they have a chance to do that and kind of redeem themselves this year. But again, you know, this is a team who we've heard similar conversations during the Matt LaFleur era. I remember I talked about this with Jacob Morley on the Pack-A-Day podcast, where Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith were basically saying, like, yeah, we just weren't ready to play against San Francisco for the NFC title. Like, how is that even possible, kind of thing. So not a huge concern, because these are completely different players. It's a completely different team, but it is something I think worth monitoring. On the positive side of things, I think the two young offensive tackles acquitted themselves very well. Jordan Morgan, I know his career ended as a tackle on family night because of two plays against Lucas Van Ness that everybody saw over and over again, but I thought he played really well. When Brian Gutekunst says he has the footwork of an offensive tackle, that shines through pretty quickly with him. And I think that you can see something like that, some functional strength stuff. I'm not making the comparison because David Bakhtiari is a Hall of Famer, but David Bakhtiari had some similar issues early in his career, to the point where I remember after his first and second season, we were talking about, does Green Bay pick somebody early to either replace him and move him into guard, or just flat out replace Bakhtiari altogether, and then he becomes a swing tackle for a year or two. Bakhtiari obviously grew into the best left tackle that Aaron Rodgers ever played with, and maybe, you know, one of the best offensive linemen in Green Bay history, especially in the modern era. So that's worked out really well. Anthony Belton, his climb to the second, his block on Amar Johnson's touchdown run, that's an offensive lineman's dream. That's one that's going over and over again. And that can have a carryover effect onto other players on the team of like, I don't want to be the only one who's not putting defensive players on their butt. So I don't know if Belton will fully be able to stick at tackle. Adam Stenovich has been pretty staunch about that. So was John Eric Sullivan when they drafted him. Brian Gutekunst has been as well. I don't know how often he's repped that guard. I tend to think his future is more so as Sean Ryan's replacement at right guard as soon as 2026 with Morgan playing left tackle. But I thought both of those guys played really well against the Jets starters with Morgan in his case as well. So looking forward to seeing them against Quiddy Pay and some of those guys that Indianapolis has next week. And Seattle's got some an interesting front and some goofy stuff that they can see on defense next week with Mike McDonald as well. So how do those guys play against those guys? I think that was a very positive step for a Green Bay team that has, I mean, seven offensive linemen, but as we've learned very quickly, that position can grow very thin very quickly.
Yeah, one of the players who did not have as good of a game, Jacob Monk, potentially that eighth offensive lineman, and you can see the potential fall off going from 7 to 8 right now in Green Bay. Again, we're being joined by Jacob Westendorf, Packers on SI, Packaday Podcast, and of course at Jacob Westendorf on social media. I have a quiz question. You brought up Packers Broncos. They lost 27-2. Jacob Westendorf, if you know this, I'm going to be just like mad credit. Who recorded the safety for the Packers against the Broncos last year in that preseason game?
Oh, man.
There's 0% chance. There's 0% chance. Zach Morton. Zach Morton was the man who who came up with it. I have zero recollection of Zach Morton whatsoever. Usually the name would be like, oh yeah, he had a cup of coffee on the team. Zero recollection. And he had a safety. And the only points in a preseason game for a Packer. That'll be a great trivia question someday. All right. As we look ahead to preseason week 2, you mentioned some of the disappointment just from the overarching energy, attention to detail, etc. in week 1. What do you want to see change in week 2? And what are just some of the things that you're going to be watching for?
Yeah, that specifically because these guys now, you know, the starters aren't going to play, and I don't know how much they're going to play. If Jordan Love's not going to play next week, I don't know how much you're going to see Josh Jacobs and guys like that. So these are guys that are fighting for their life in the NFL. You know, they're fighting for a roster spot. So, you know, they should be coming out with their hair on fire, or the Matt LaFleur phrase that he likes to use. I don't know if I could say that on the radio, so I'm not going to, but you know what I mean. Yep. Those guys need to be ready to roll immediately, you know, as that game starts in a place where it's a road game. So, you know, how do the Packers, they've struggled on the road, especially in recent years and in environments like that. So, again, this game doesn't count, but how quick do guys like that get up and moving? How quick do they, you know, can they put some points on the board early? Can they play in a balanced kind of game instead of a game where, you know, it's 10-0, 17-3, all that stuff very quickly and easily? You know, last game wasn't all that competitive all that much throughout it. So that's really what I want to see on that front with those guys, especially as the backups. And then Malik Willis, you mentioned him kind of taking hold of this. And I thought that was something he did a really good job with a year ago, was kind of taking ownership of what his responsibility as the backup quarterback was and saying like, no, like in the past, you could even hear some of the players when like Rodgers got hurt or something like that. It's like, well, Aaron's down, and they'd give you kind of some of the canned responses or whatever, but you could kind of tell with the energy around the team that like, yeah, we kind of know we're up against it here. Malik Willis was very much like, no, my job is to win, and that's, you know, that's kind of what we're going to do here. So I don't know that he's had, through one preseason game, I thought for sure, I think, was it you who predicted they'd go undefeated in the preseason?
Yeah, we don't need to bring that up, Jacob Westendorf. I don't recall that whatsoever. In fact, I almost said verbatim, they're probably going to lose 30-10 in that first preseason game, and that's probably going to be it. Yeah, definitely didn't say they go undefeated.
Okay, so if you said that, I think a lot of people, though, thought that maybe they would do really well. And Malik Willis was a big part of that.
Yes.
Because there's conversations we've had, like, where does he rank, like, in the group chat. I will allow the sanctity of the group chat. Jacob Morley, Ross Uglum, and myself. Somebody asked how many games would the Packers win if Malik Willis was their starter, and the over-under was set at 8.5. Well, how many teams get to set their over-under at 8.5 with their backup quarterback? Not very many. But I'd like to see him play a little bit better. You know, it was difficult. Not all because of him, obviously, on Saturday night. But there were some things where it's like, you missed it, you know, you missed something there. There's something that was kind of funky about the operation, and that stuff all kind of falls on the quarterback. And that's kind of the next step in Willis's development with the Packers. Because last year, you mentioned before, you know, the way that they had to game plan with Willis, having to get him ready in like 10 minutes to play against Indianapolis after finding out he had just gotten there. They had to game plan specifically for a lot of stuff, you know, and it was very difficult. And the way that the Packers have glowed about him since then, I don't think people truly understand how difficult it was to get Malik Willis ready to play an NFL football game as quickly as they did. But his next step in the development is now not only, yes, we're still going to do some of the stuff with you that we did a year ago. We're going to game plan around you. We're going to give you some of that quarterback run game stuff and some easy completions and stuff like that. But running the offense, taking command of the offense, can you do things like that? Because Malik Willis also kind of playing for a job in the future. Is he just going to be a, you know, a long-term backup quarterback potentially in Green Bay? Or if he plays really well in these next two preseason games, does he get a chance to start next year? So I'd like to see him kind of, you know, command the offense and get them off to a really good start.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Malik Willis is kind of the big one to kind of keep an extra eye on in this preseason game and see how he can actually just operate this offense. Hopefully not have to do a bunch of, like, you know, kind of rubber bumper stuff that is just specifically for Malik Willis and just go and execute. And again, I thought he did a really nice job of that at practice yesterday. Should still be a fun one, even if we get a lot of backups in this game. I'm more interested just to see, is that intensity, attention to detail much better than it was in that opening salvo this past week in preseason week one against the Jets. Jacob, I cannot thank you enough. Appreciate everything that you do for the Packaday podcast, as well as covering the Packers so well on Packers on SI and everywhere else. But tell all the people where we can find all of your incredible work.
Yeah, SI.com/NFL/Packers. You'll find about 10 Bill Huber stories before you get to mine. I don't know when that guy sleeps. So
he doesn't.
Kudos to Bill.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
For, no, I don't think so. Runs strictly on coffee and whatever the press box service food that day is. But no, he's been great to me, so I appreciate all of that stuff. And then getting ready to hang out with you guys here in about 3 weeks, I think, is Packers Lions. So yeah, you can check out some stuff there. The Packaday podcast, I'm every Tuesday with Jacob Morley, and then all over the place whenever they ask me to do anything, the answer is pretty much always yes. So trying to figure all that out.
You're the absolute best. Cannot thank you enough. We will definitely be doing this a variety of different times throughout the course of the season. Maybe even one more time before. We'll take a look and see if we can get you back here in the near future. But thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to you again very soon, Jacob.
Thanks, Andy.
All right. Thanks again for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. Make sure to follow him at Jacob Westendorf. This is the Packaday Radio Show. We got a lot more right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.